Hello, peeps. Goddamn, it's been like shit, I don't know. It's been hella long, that's all I know. But yeah, I'm gonna do my randomly right now, I'm gonna do my goddamn AMA shit. Because yeah, I was gonna do that shit, but like I never got around to it, and also I didn't get any questions anyways from peeps, so I just looked up some random shit online, like one of those website thing, whatever. I can't words white or words not wording right now, but like website that has the little icebreaker shits on it. But it's like, but this specific one that I got is called icebreaker questions that won't make you want to poke your eyes out. You know, because there's those icebreakers where you're like, God damn, I don't wanna. You know, like I don't wanna be here. You know, where it's like. You're in a little meeting or some shit, and they're like, come on now, y'all. It's time for some icebreaker shits. And then you're like, oh my God, no, I don't. Okay, for me, I have social anxiety. I don't be doing icebreaker shits. I don't like, oof, that, oof, made me nervous. But anyway, you know, I will, you know, do a little AMA by myself, you know, and I think at this point, was not at this point, at the point that I posted originally, that was gonna post the AMA shit, was like fucking 2 months ago. I swear to God, I'm gonna check it right now. Let's see here. Yeah, that shit was like 75 days ago at this point when I'm recording this, and it's my AMA. It's my AMA for 435 followers milestone. Well, now, and I don't know how the hell, but like somehow I have acquired, currently I have 491 followers, and I'm like, damn, I ain't even posted this whole time, like shit. So I gotta be posting something at some point, but like I'm in the middle of trying to like move out and shit, like I'm moving somewhere else. And so I haven't really had time. I've been trying to get some shit together. But yes, when I move out this next month, I feel like I'm gonna start getting some more shit going. But at this point, I'm kind of focusing on other shit in my life. So I'm like, I've been working on some stuff. I've definitely been working on some stuff, low key, you know. But having the energy to actually like record all of it and like edit the little sound effects. So I want it to be on some A1 shit. I don't want to be posting this some little, ooh, I sound like I'm inside of a shoebox in a swamp, and I ain't got no sound effect. Like I'm not trying to post something like that. I'm trying to post some, you know, not, I'm not saying I'm trying to post like some HDizzle quality either. I'm trying to post some shit where it's like, I believe that. Like I'm in there, you know. Yeah, I'm not trying to post something where you're like, I can tell she's not into this. I can tell she's reading off a script, you know, or I can tell that she has other shit on her mind. Like, I'm trying. When I record my shit, I try to be in the zone, out of zone, you know. I don't just be like doing shit and being like, yeah, they're gonna like that. I'm gonna just post it. Like, no, I be putting some work into these audios, so I don't want to be posting just some half ass shit. God, see, and I can't even be talking regular anyways right now, so I need to get some my shit together. But anyway, let's get into the little icebreaker shit. I went on a tangent. Wow. Anyway, so this first time ca category. Oh my God, category travel icebreaker questions. I'm gonna just read through these and pick. I mean, actually, how many ships are there? Wait, hold on. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Ten! Holy shit. Okay, wait. That's like the little subcategory things they got on there. I guess I'll choose like two or three depending on, I don't know, the questions, and then I'll give you some answers that also won't like dox my ass or some shit. Like, but anyway, let me read these questions real quick. I should have previewed these before. All right. Also, I got vaccinated while I'm on my little hiatus thing here. So, haha, bitches gotta be healthy out here. Oh, we're trying, bitches trying to be healthy out here. That's what, shit, that's apparently that's asking for a lot. But anyway, best trip. Oh, God, my brain. This is a lot of. Okay. I can't see travel question. I haven't traveled that much, so I can't really. I'm broke. We always been broke. But anyways, one day when I got some shmoney, I will be traveling different places. But for now, she and I don't got no special places I've been or whatever. But anyway, okay. How about this question? It's simple. What's your favorite seat on an airplane? I would say none of them because I don't like flying. I don't like heights. I don't. I hate flying so much because I don't like heights. And if I had to choose, though, I would say the aisle seat so I can get the fuck out of there as fast as I can after we land somewhere. But I try to have like a drink or two before I get on my flight, or I either have it on my flight or before at the one of the little mini bar things or whatever. Because yeah, I just need to calm my nerves a little bit. I just need to calm down, or I'm gonna be freaking out. I've never been able to sleep on an airplane or anything like that because. This makes me very nervous. I don't like heights. I don't like that. Nope. I don't like it. All right. Cruise. Ha! No, I'm never going to cruise. I don't like the ocean like that. I don't like space. Oh shit. Oh shit. I fucked up. I scrolled hella fast. I don't know what I did. Hold up. I lost my place here. There it is. Okay. Do I? Oh, do you? Oh yeah, cruise. That's saying. Yeah, I don't. I've never been on a cruise. And I'm not trying to go on a cruise. That was random. Anyways, next question says, do you enjoy the outdoors? Okay, I can. Yeah, it depends. It depends on the weather, what time of year it is. Because I don't like to do shit really during the spring or the summer because that's a lot of bugs and like a bunch of just creatures and shit are out and they just go kill your ass or bite your ass or something, And I'm not trying to do that. It's not. I don't want to have to do all the bug spray kind of shit, and it's hot as hell, at least out where I'm at, it's hot as hell, so, I don't, it depends on the time of year, and I like to go on little walks or hikes, on some trails or whatever, during the fall or the winter, because it's cooler, and there's less chance of me getting fucked up by some little critters outside, and yeah, it's just nicer. It's just nice in the little in the fall, like leaves changing colors and shit. I like this song. It's beautiful, and yeah. Okay, how many? I'm broke. You're gonna be like, damn, you broke. What is your favorite weekend? No. Theme park. No, I don't. No. Beautiful place. Damn. Damn. Nope. We're gonna go into the other icebreaker subcategory, animal icebreaker questions. Oh yeah, my favorite. Let's go. It says, "Do you have any pets? What are their names?" Okay. Well, I already posted this before, a picture of my little dude, but I have a pet leopard gecko, and his name is Spot the Second, and that's the only pet I have at the moment because, yeah, we haven't had other pets in a long ass time because I've been moving and shit. And so, yeah, I don't want to have to be taking the pets everywhere when I be moving. But I still have my leopard gecko. I've had him actually for like 12 years now. So he's been with me through all my little moving processes and shit and all that. So I'm be taking him when I move out too because that's my dude. Like, we homies. We're gonna be, oh, he's gonna, oh, they live for like, they lived for like 15, 20 years, And so, like I said, he's 12 right now. I had him since he was a little baby. And so, yeah, that's my dude. That's my dude. Spot the Second. That's my dude. Ah, oh, he's my heart, I named him after my first leopard gecko, Spot the First, because my first one, unfortunately, passed away from mouth cancer. So I only had him for like 3 or 4 years. So that was sad. But I decided to name my next one after him because it's in honor of my first buddy, my little study buddy. I put him on my head and stuff, and he just would hang out. But anyways, yeah, so I only have my leopard gecko, and I'm okay with that. And he's okay with that too. So yes. Next one. Are you a cat person or a dog person? I am definitely more of a dog person because I don't know, cats. I don't know. I know I'm a lesbian and stuff, but like cats. I don't know, cats. I just, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about cats still. I don't know. Never had a cat before though, so I maybe, I don't know, I need some sort of awakening to that, but like, cats. I don't know. But I don't mind like cat girls though. Ha, you know what? Okay, I'm gonna move on to gonna move on to the next one. Favorite animal? No, that's too basic. Magical. Blah 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 blah. Are there any specific animals you are afraid of? Why? Okay, I don't do most insects or like spiders because just no. I don't think I have to really explain that. But like, there's this one time I'm thinking of is the freaking with earwigs. Earwigs kill me. Some I they just I don't know what the hell. They're just weird. They're just weird little shits. I don't like them. But this one time, me and my mama were like cutting branches off this tree, like in our backyard, and we didn't know there was like this whole ass colony of earwigs just like living up there until they like fell out of the tree branches onto us, and I felt them like crawling on me and shit, and I sort of I ran. Oh, I feel like there's shit crawling on me right now. I'm but I had to shower. I showered for so long. That was the longest shower I took ever, I swear, and I swear I felt stuff crawling on me like for weeks afterwards, even though there was nothing there. But yeah, I don't like earwigs. I don't know why. They're just, I don't know. They're weird. They're weird things. I do like little stick bugs or leaf bugs or something like that. Praying mantises are cool. Tarantulas are pretty cool, but like, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is about some other creatures, man. I don't mess with them shits. Okay, what's next? Let's see here. What's the funniest thing one of your pets has done? She, I mean, okay, I'm gonna go back to Spot the first, but it wasn't really funny at the moment. I mean, okay, but like I took him out to like have him run around a bit in the house, and so I had built up this little Lego fortress for him. I was thinking that he can't climb over this. He's not gonna be able to climb over it, you know, because it's tall. And I kept him in there, like while I went, I built it around him while I went to go to the bathroom. And when I came back out, he was not in the little Lego fortress that I built. And I was like, oh shit. And so I saw him, the end of his tail. As he was going behind the whole ass, like, what do they call those? TV, like this TV center thing. What is it? It's not a TV stand. It was like a whole, you know, the fat ass TVs, like not these little widescreen flat screens. I'm talking about them thick ass TVs that we had. And you had to get like a whole ass, like, entertainment system? What is it? Shit, I don't know what it's called. I'm gonna have to look that shit up later, but like, you know that thing where it had the big ass, you had your big ass TV in the middle of it, and you had the little VCR shit, and you know, you had the little, you know, that kind of stuff. But anyway, he went behind the whole ass entertainment system, and I was like, oh shit, I gotta tell my parents because they were taking a nap or something. And I was like, oh my God, because I can't move the whole ass entertainment system. I can't move the whole ass entertainment system. It's way too fucking heavy. Because I was like, fucking like 8 or something at the time, and I was like, oh shit. And so I was like, hey, can y'all listen to Spot the first? He went, I mean, I didn't name him Spot the first, you know, but anyway, I was like, Spot went behind the whole thing, like, we gonna have to, you know, take the whole. And they were like, oh my God. And so we had to take the whole, like, everything out of the entertainment system because that shit was so heavy. So we had to take everything out of there before we could move it. And they were hella mad, and I was like, ha, yeah, but that's my dude. Once again, that's super funny. There was definitely some other funny stories. Like, that was just the first thing I was thinking of because I'm thinking of my leopard gecko right now. But yeah, that was the funniest thing at the moment. My brain can't think of things right now. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, spot the first. Love it. Lovely times. He was not hurt, by the way. He was fine. He was just like having adventure, an extended adventure. And yeah, he was good. He was cool. But yeah, you know, watch your leopard geckos. Watch your geckos. Don't just be like, yeah, they can't. But once again, I was like 8, so I, my brain, you know, my brain, tiny, tiny brain energy. But yeah. Anyways, moving on. Favorite zoo animal? Basic. If you're a fish, I don't. If you had a human, no. Let's go to food. Icebreaker. Nope. Eat one thing. No, these are hard. These are too hard. I don't want to think about all these food things. What is something you can't cook? Besides everything, no, I can cook some food, but like, I swear to God, I don't know why I can't bake things. I mean, it's not like food. I can bake food things. I don't. I mean, yeah. I mean, baking stuff in the oven and shit, right? That's bake. Yeah. Oh Lord, does that make me sound stupid? Probably. You know what? We're gonna leave that in there. But anyways, yeah, I be fucking shit up though, like baking sweets, you know, like cupcakes and muffins and shit. Like I don't know why the fuck I burn that shit up 90% of the time, but I swear they be chilling fine in the oven 1 minute, and then I come to check in on them. Like I will check in on them shits like multiple times, but then I swear to God, there's like this time frame of like. Oh yeah, but you didn't check on them for 2 minutes and now they're fucking burnt as hell. Like they look like they went into the deepest pits of hell. So I don't know what the fuck it is, but I can't bake sweets or some shit. Like sometimes, like I said, there's a tiny percentage of times that I can't, but like most of the time, I don't know why that shit don't like me. It should that shit don't like me. Okay, so what's the next one? I'm sad as hell. What is your favorite dessert? Okay, let me think about my, okay, all right. Okay, all right. Okay, since I just went to the store and all that and I didn't find it. So this, I'm lactose intolerant, but I don't give a fuck. So Ben and Jerry's has this ice cream flavor and it's like Oreo flavor, what's it? Oreo cookies and cream, that kind of shit. With like a cheesecake core, and god damn, that just smacks. Like that shit is different. And my life, I have not known peace since then because I discovered it back in college when I was hungry as hell one night or something. We went to the little student store and they had them shits, and I was like, I'm gonna try these. I have my little meal points and all that, and I mean that shit. That shit, I tore that shit up. Like, I was not, you know what? We don't need to go into the details of my lactose intolerance. But anyway, I'm just saying that if you get the chance, the Oreo cheesecake core Ben and Jerry's ice cream is fucking amazing. I'm so serious. I once again, I have not known peace since then because it's like the hardest, one of the hardest shits to find, I swear to God. And maybe it's just my locations that I've been at or whatever, but I'd be going to the stores specifically trying to find that shit. And then this either they'll have it sometimes, but most of the time they don't. And I'm like, god damn it. Sorry. I'm just saying. I love that shit and I can't find it most of the time and it makes me angry. Anyway, I mean it doesn't make me angry, but it just makes me frustrated because I'm like, I drove all the way over here for this ice cream and you don't have it. But anyways, that's my favorite dessert that I can think of. Oh, actually. No, that's yeah, or like rum cake. A rum cake is hella good, but specifically my mom's recipe of rum cake. And I can actually, I don't know why, but I can actually make that shit. I can actually make that shit without fucking it up. Like, I can make a pretty solid ass rum cake. Just add a lot more rum than cake. But yes, if you add more rum, that shit, I get kicks. That shit, ooh, damn, that shit's good. Okay, let me move on. Damn, I'm taking up a lot of time. But it's okay, because I haven't posted in 38 years, so I mean, whatever. I'm not gonna put me on a time limit. If you can eliminate one food and no one can ever Oh, no, I'm not gonna eliminate no foods because that's not right. Like, I'm not gonna be like, oh, I hate this food so much so nobody else can eat it ever again. That's wrong. Like, nobody has the same taste buds. I would eliminate cilantro though. Fuck cilantro. But that's because I have the little genetic defect thing where cilantro tastes like soap. So, but yeah, fuck cilantro. Fuck cilantro. What is it enhance? What is it supposed to taste like? Somebody tell me what it's supposed to actually taste like, because it tastes like freaking soap to me. So no. Anyways, what is your favorite breakfast? No, I don't. That's too many questions in one question. No, I'm not gonna do that. Sorry, hobby. All right, next subcategory. Hobby icebreaker questions. What is your favorite hobby? Oh, damn. I gotta say, well, I like playing video games a lot. That's my favorite. I guess that's my favorite hobby. Yeah, because I be playing my video games and shit. You know, especially love Nintendo stuff. That's my life. My pride and joy is all my Nintendo stuff, and Legend of Zelda specifically. That's my shit. That's my shit. I have a bunch of Legend of Zelda random shit in my room. Little collectibles and shit, little poster. I mean, I don't have a lot of collectibles. I need to. I don't have money. When I have money, I will. I almost bought a master sword, like a full steel ass master sword, from this little sword shop the other day. And I was like, you know what, bitch, you're moving. Don't do that. Don't have to fucking transport a sword to wherever you're moving to. And no, we're not gonna do that. So no. But anyways. Favorite hobby playing video games, and second one probably be doing art stuff, but I have not done art stuff in so long because my motivation. I need to get motivation. So hopefully when I move out, once again, I'll get some shit going on that. But yeah. Favorite thing to do by myself. Well, same thing, video games, shit like that. Crazy activity, blah 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 blah. What are two things you consider yourself to be very good or bad at? Oh shit. I mean, no, I don't. Let's do that. No, we're not going into that. We're going to be doing what is something you hate doing and why. I hate specifically, I love how this is the first thing I thought of, but I fucking hate doing. Like, not just doing laundry, but like specifically, like putting socks together and making sure they match. I mean, it doesn't really matter, but like making sure they match and shit. I don't know why socks just make me so angry having to match them shits together after you get done with the laundry. But yes, folding up the, or you fold, I guess you fold them together. You fold up the socks together. Yeah. And then, like, making your bed up after you clean all your sheets and shit, like putting the bed back together, like damn, hate that shit. And doing the dishes. That's a lot of things. I said something, not some things. Read. I said re. But anyway, something. Let's see, something you love doing and why. Something I love doing. I like spending time with people and hanging out and just doing whatever shit. So yeah, hanging out with people and typically either watching some shit or playing video games, one of those two things. But yeah, just anything, honestly, anything, hanging out with people is cool. Do you have any hidden talents? What can you do? Oh shit, hidden talents, what the hell? Do I have any hidden talents? I would have to think about that because I haven't not. No, we're gonna skip that one. I can't think. I mean, I could probably think of some stupid ass hidden talents, but like, but not like some cool shit where I could be like, oh, guys, guess what? I can do this. Like, I'm not gonna be bragging about these said talents that I'm thinking of right now. They're not just necessarily talents, they're just little random dumbass things that I could do. But like, anyways, let's go on to the next thing. What is one new experience you tried that was completely unknown? No, too many thoughts, too many. Have you ever? Okay, next subcategory. This is have you ever icebreaker questions. Have you ever been out of the, God damn it. They trying to expose. I told y'all that I'm broke already. I have never been out of this country. Okay, shit. But anyway, moving on to the next one. Have you ever ridden on a motorcycle? Yes, I have. But I have not ever ridden on a motorcycle by myself because I feel like I would get injured because I just have bad luck, you know? So I don't want to like push it. Be like, oh yeah, I've ridden on a quad by myself. Is that what they're called, quads? Right? Am I crazy? Maybe. I mean, look at me. But anyways, but I've ridden on a quad. The quad, they're called quads, right? I don't. Shit. Maybe that's making me sound crazy because maybe I don't know what they're called at the moment. But yeah, I've ridden on one of those before by myself. But yeah, I've only ridden on a motorcycle with other people because I don't got my motorcycle license, and also I'm afraid of riding on one by myself anywhere because like you can get injured. But yeah, I've driven tractors, definitely. Yes, but yeah, what else? Nothing else. I mean, yeah, I had an electric scooter in college. I don't any Have you ever lived in another state? Yes, but I'm not gonna say where because no, I'm not trying to expose myself. Blah blah blah. I've been to Disneyland. I've been to Disneyland like 3 times, something like that. Yeah, but it's been a long. I haven't been to Disneyland since I was like in fourth grade. It has been a minute, so I need to go once. One of these days. Damn. Once again, I can't talk. Yeah, I need to go back one of these days because yeah, I have not gone since fourth grade. So I was like fucking 9 or something. So yeah, I need to go. Have you ever planted a garden? I have not planted my own personal garden because I have a not green thumb. I have a death thumb or something because all them shits be dying. But like for my mama and shit, I helped her plant her garden. Or gardens, but I don't know if I'm ever gonna have a garden because I swear to God, I'd be killing all them hoes. Like no plant is safe within my care. I hope nobody ever gets me any more plant, but it's gonna happen because people like, oh, plant lesbians and shit, and no, but no, please, no plants for me because I will kill them, and it's yeah, I don't really kill no more plants. Like I'm not a plant person. I'm an alive. Like a living creature kind of person, like a, some animals or something. I could do that, but I don't know why I can't take care of plants. I don't know. Succulents. I even killed the damn succulents, killed my damn bamboo almost. And so I brought it back, to my mom and was like, help me. And she still has it and it's still alive, even though it's been like 3 years or something since I've had it. But yeah, I almost killed that shit. And I don't know what I did. Honestly, don't know. I don't know how plants work. And yeah. But anyway, okay. Experience a natural disaster. Just minor ass little earthquakes, and that's about it. I have never experienced any serious ass natural disaster type shit. Or like floods. It has definitely flooded, but not from a hurricane or anything like that, but just from it raining like hell. But yeah, no, I haven't experienced any serious ass shit. But oh well, that's wildfire kind of stuff sometimes. Or not wildfire, but like neighbors' houses catching on fire and shit. And then having to evacuate just in case it jumps over to our house. So, wait, that's not a natural disaster. Stupid ass. What are you doing? Hello, brain. Can you recenter? Hello. Jesus. Have you ever won a contest? Listen, don't judge me. I don't know why I'm highlighting this, but like, this is the first thing I thought of. Don't kill me. Don't kill me, people. But when I was in fucking like third grade, fourth grade, something like that. I destroyed people at this watermelon eating contest. Once again, don't judge me, but like watermelon, yes, Yes, that's some good ass shit. And yeah, I wrecked them. Like, I won that shit because I fucked heavy with the watermelon and it is so fucking good. I ate that shit up so fast. But yeah, watermelon eating contest, definitely you fucked them up. Fucked all them hoes up. That's the only thing. Why is that the only thing I can think of? I'm so serious. That is very. I know that. Wait. No, I have to make up for it. Hold up. I know I. Like art contests. I've done little art contests and did that. But why the fuck is that the only thing that I could think of? Why is that the only thing I can fucking think of? Fuck. Well, put me on blast. God damn, put me on blast then. Shit. Okay, that's the only fucking thing I can think of. Moving on to the next one. Shit. Have you ever eaten a whole pizza by your hell to the no, I have not eaten a whole pizza. I mean, I can't. I just can't see myself with my acid reflux eating a whole. I mean, this is a small pizza, but if you're saying like a regular standard ass size pizza, then my acid reflux would say never, ever, 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 ever will I allow you to do that because I would not know sleep for the rest of my life if I did that. My acid reflux shit would be so fucked up after that. So no, I have not eaten a whole ass pizza by myself because wow, that would mess me the fuck up. Yeah, so no. Have you ever done any extreme sports like skydiving or bungee jumping? Shit, no. Shit, no. No way. Skydiving? No. I mean, that's not the only extreme sport, but for right now, with my heights, not like an ass. No. Extreme sports. I don't, once again, we don't be having healthcare like that out here in the United States, so I don't be doing any extreme things because I can't afford to be breaking my whole entire body doing some shit. So, I would say no. I have not done any extreme sports things because healthcare reasons. And also, yeah, I've never broken a bone or anything like that. I, at most, I have like dislocated. I've gotten my pinky dislocated before by accident because my brother like kicked it while we were swimming one time. But other than that, nope, never done any extreme sports kind of things because yeah, no. All right, next one, technology icebreaker questions. Oh God, it says you had to delete all the three apps from your. No, I don't want to think that. I don't want to think that hard right now. No. When did you get your first cell phone? What kind was it? Oh my God. Okay, listen. The first one, I mean, the first cell phone. It didn't say smartphone, it says cell phone. Shit. What kind of. I got a little flip phone when I was in eighth grade. I think I was in eighth grade when I got a little flip phone. I can't remember. It's like an LG, Verizon kind of flip phone. I don't know exactly what model it was and all that shit, but it was just a regular ass flip phone, you know? And yeah, I didn't get a smartphone honestly until like like fucking 3 or 4 years ago. So yeah, I was in I was in college and people would be like, who the hell has the flip phone? And I'd be like, damn, that's me. And so I was like, shit, I need to upgrade. I need to upgrade because everybody. We had to put our phones in the basket, you know, to take tests. And they'd be like, who the hell has the flip? And I'm like, damn. Damn, that's me. Huh? You know, I didn't have this the flip phone, though. I thought I upgraded, you know. I got the little flip phone with the little keypad shit on it. So I was like, yeah. And I got my little, it's like the little cyan blue keyboard flip shit, you know. And I was like, yeah, boy, I got my little phone now. And people are like, no, bitch, it's. You gotta get something, you know, cause I don't have all I didn't have all the little apps and shit. I didn't have, cause I just have a little flip phone shit. I have my little Brick Breaker game on there if I got bored. But yeah, no, I finally got a smartphone like 4 years ago or something like that. And so yeah, now I'm part of the future. Yeah, future. Okay, next question. If you had to choose between only having a cell phone or a car for the rest of your life, which would you choose? Really, bitch? Okay, if we were in some place where we had actual public transportation, then I would definitely choose a cell phone. But I ain't got no public transportation. So no, we are not giving up the car. We need a car. Or I'm not, hell no, I ain't biking and shit out in this heat and all this bullshit. No way. No way. No, you got me fucked up. So no, I am not giving up my car. I am keeping my car, and the cell phone can get the hell out. Shit, I don't need no, apparently I don't need no cell phone anyway, since I just got one like 4 years ago, so shit. Okay, anyway. Do face, really, who the fuck care about Facebook? Why would you ask this icebreaker? But anyways, this is how many Facebook friends do you have? How many do you actually communicate with? Beep. But Facebook ain't nothing no more. Okay, maybe to some people, but like not for me at least. Facebook? No, I don't know anyways, but okay. Sorry, people that use Facebook still. Sorry, I did not want to roast you, but like Facebook friend. Why would you ask that at a anyway? What technology innovation? No, I don't care about that question. It's desktop, laptop, or tablet. Which do you prefer to use? Well, I'm using my laptop right now to record this, so I would say probably a, what did I say? A laptop. Damn. Damn. Are you good? Are you, I'm talking to myself right now. Are you good? Because I think you need to read a little bit better. This is how I be doing my scripts, by the way. My little audios, I be fucking up the lines so much. That's what I have. It takes so long for me to do them because I will have 50 retakes of shit because I can't read sometimes. Sometimes I can't read. But yeah, I've used the laptop for now, but when I can afford better shit, I will definitely be getting me like a whole ass desktop set up, you know, and I could be gaming on a desktop instead of consoles, because that's all I use is my consoles basically. But yeah, laptop. Yeah. Least favorite thing about technology? No. We're gonna move on to sci-fi and entertainment icebreaker questions. Where, oh my God, is this where would you try and travel? Time, where, let me try that again. Where, what the f where would you time travel if it were possible? Wow. I went, you know what? Whatever. But I obviously would not go back to the past for reasons. With my mixed ass. shit. No. So now I'm not trying to go back to the past. Also with my gay ass, my female ass. I'm not trying to go back to the past. So let's not do that. But okay, if I go to the future though, like we're all gonna die because climate change and shit. I don't. I would go like a year into the future then, so that I can be like, you know, just, you know, I'll be moved out and be doing my stuff, have a little, you know, it would be good. So I was just saying, like, I'll skip a year and hopefully like COVID stuff would calm down or something. Maybe like a few, maybe I might skip a few years or something like that. You know, post COVID, or I don't know where we're gonna be post COVID. You know what? Let's not go depressing. Let's not get depressing in this bitch right now. Let's not do that. But I'm just saying, hopefully shit will be better ish. Not like completely, but like, anyway, let's move on to the next one so that we don't cry. All right, if you could have a superpower, what would it be and why? Shit, I would be having a superpower to like be invisible, so I can be taking stuff, you know, just I just be taking stuff, you know, from the Walmarts or whatever and Targets, and not have to worry about paying my shit. I'd be like, fuck you corporations, I'm gonna take your shit. So I would say the power to turn invisible, and yeah, or like teleport. Do you know what, teleport or be invisible? Teleport. Shit, I'm gonna teleport then. I'm gonna teleport because I could be hella going places finally with my broke ass. Yeah, I'm gonna say teleport. Just kidding. Teleport. I will teleport because that's a lot faster to get around to places too, and no need to sneak places. Oh, that's teleport. Yeah. No, I have no creativity juice for that. Travel to another planet. No. Why would I okay, you know what? Okay, it says you gotta use your imagination. No, but oh god, so much thinking, so much thinking. What show on Netflix? What show on Netflix did you binge watch? Oh, binge watch and embarrassingly fast. Oh boy, let me think. This is embarrassingly, so I gotta expose myself for that one. But you know, let me think. Okay, I'm back because I got distracted. What show on Netflix did you binge watch embarrassingly fast? Oh man, there's so many shows that I've watched binge watched embarrassingly fast, but like, you know, I'm not saying, like, I guess not, you know, I'm trying to think of some show I'm not embarrassed by. Okay, but like, Kakegurui, you know, like, I don't know what that shit translates to in English, but that anime, I binge watched that very fast. Like, it's just very gay, you know, like, low key is gay, but like, also not really low key. It's not gay. I mean, it is gay. It's gay. So, I mean, anything that's gay, I will watch embarrassingly fast. I mean, I'm not saying I'm like gay media connoisseur, because I don't be knowing all the shows, but I'm just saying if somebody goes, hey, there's some gay shit happening in the show, I'd be like, let me shut up, you know, and I will tune into that shit and I will watch it, even if it's for 1 second that there's only gay shit, because that's how it is, that's how it be, you know, or you just like, I mean, that's how it is for me. I will indulge in some shit, even if it's just this one little kiss or some little hug or something. I'll be like, it's gay. Look at how gay it is. It's so beautiful. And I will watch it embarrassingly fast. So yeah. Yeah, gay shit. Anything gay. Yeah, I like that. Anyway. if you could be any oh my god. If you can be any fictional character, who would you be? Any fictional don't know if I want to take over characters. Like, I don't want to be my own kind of person, but like, it would be cool to be in like Fire Emblem or something. But at the same time, it wouldn't be, because they're actually going through some shit. But like, Legend of Zelda 2 would be cool to like. But at the same time, when you think about it, it's like, damn, he go through a lot of shit. Like, Link go through a lot of shit. So, okay, let me think of like some good, like, I mean, good outcome. Well, not a good outcome, but like, not positive. What word? I don't know what word I'm looking for. Like some nice games where the characters don't be going through some shit. What is some game? Animal Crossing kind of thing? I think I was a villager, and I'd just be like having a good time and shit and building my house. Yeah, maybe. What type of music do you listen to? Well, shit, I listen to a bunch of different music. I don't even know how to describe what type of music I listen to anymore. Like, I used to listen to like a bunch of J-pop back in like middle school and shit, and then it turned into K-pop and like Chinese pop, you know, like Mandopop and Thai pop. I got into Thai music too, and what else? I got into like Afropop kind of stuff, Afrobeats, Alte, that kind of stuff. That's like my current thing. It's like Alte, Afrobeats kind of stuff. That's my current thing. But I listen to a bunch of different things on top of that though. Like hella shit. I don't. But yeah. So yeah, just a lot of different things I will listen to, and I don't really go like, never gonna
like this or whatever. Like, it really just depends on the beats is, you know, the beats is. But other than that, I don't know how to describe my music taste. It's very everywhere. So, yeah. What movie can you rewatch over and over again? I really. Shit, that's actually a hard question. Wait. Electra. Wait, that's actually not a hard question. Now that I'm thinking about it. Listen. Listen, y'all. Listen. Jennifer Garner in Electra. Okay, it's a bad movie. Listen. It's a gay explanation. It's a gay explanation, okay? Electra is mommy. Okay, she is built in a, like she looked good. And it's a bad movie. It's not, I'm not telling anybody to watch it by any means, you know, besides gay shit. You know, it's just, I mean, it's not even gay. It's not even gay, but like I'm gay and she is mommy. So Electra, just Electra, yeah. That's she fights good, and it's just anybody who look like they can beat me up kind of thing. I'm like, yes, you know, mommy dom type of shit, you know, like, you know. But anyway, Electra, that's the first thing I thought of, or like Sinbad. What's that? What is that movie? Sinbad Seven. Journey of the Seven Seas or something like that. That's a good one too. I can watch that one over and over. Pink Panther, that's another one. But yeah, definitely Elektra. That's my top. Like, it's terrible. Once again, don't judge me. Don't judge me. Don't judge me. It's a bad movie. I know it's a bad movie, but like, damn. Have you seen? You probably gonna judge me. You gonna judge the fuck out of me. Mystery of the Batwoman. Batman, Mystery of the Batwoman. That's another good movie. That's an animated movie. Damn. Damn, Batwoman. I'm gay, okay? Listen. Don't listen to my recommendations. I'm gay. Yeah. I'm gay. So, anyway, reflective icebreaker questions. What does that mean? I don't want to think about life like that right now. Oh my God. Okay, change your child. No, we're not thinking of childhood, and we're not. No, we're not getting the deep. No. Hold up. Okay, this one is doable. How would you change your life today if the average life expectancy was 400 years? Holy shit. 400 years would be on this plate. God damn. Oh my God, we would be in school for so. They would have us in school for so long. How would I change my life? I mean, we would be changing. I would hope that we would be changing up how we treated the planet. You know, we'd be like trying to actually save it and shit because we would have longer lifespans and we'd have to actually live with our consequences. Not no, I'm not mad. Nope, I'm not mad as an environmental science major. Why would I be mad? No, not me. But any. Anyways, so yeah, you know, care, have people try to care more about the damn environment and shit, you know, that would be cool. But yeah, we would, shit, being 24, my God, I would have hell of time to be thinking about what I want to do with my life, god damn. So yeah, I don't know how different things would be if that's how long we lived. Like, that would be insane. That's an insane amount of time to live, god damn. Moving on, what is the most challenging job you can think of? I didn't think you had to do math or chemistry. I'm not good at either of those. Yeah, or like physical. I don't got muscles like that, so I don't be. Yeah, I would say physically taxing jobs, you know, like construction work kind of stuff. Like that would be hard as hell for me. And then. For thinking shit, so I say anything with chemistry or math shit. I am gay, I can't do math. But like chemistry is also another beast in its own. I can't chemistry. Not yeah. So yeah, anything like that, probably difficult. All right. Genie grants you three. No. No. You have to change your name. Change my name? I mean, I don't like my name that much, but like, I can't think of a better one at the moment, so I can't roast to be like, I want this name. I have no idea. What are the best and worst purchases you've ever made? Oh my god. There's definitely a lot of horrible purchases or random ass purchases that I made, but like, the best purchase. What are the best purchases? Let me think about my life for a second here. I mean, one of the best more recent ones has definitely been my Nintendo. I mean, it's not really recent in a sense. It's been like whenever the hell it first came out. But yeah, the Nintendo Switch was definitely I will never live that down. That was one of my best purchases, I must say. One of my best purchases. Worst purchase. So many things. So many wasted dollars. Shit. Worst purchase. Let's talk about all the little online subscription things. Free realms. I mean, not the worst. Club Penguin was not. You know, I'm not going to say the Webkinz. You know how much money I could have had for the little stupid ass purchases I made as a child. So yeah, I was saying a lot of those. I don't know, there's definitely a lot of recent ones too where I'm like, why did I buy that? I didn't need that, but you know, yeah. But yeah, recently can't think of things because there's probably a lot. But as a child, yeah, all of my little freaking online subscription shit, all the little Webkinz kind of stuff, Neopets, all that kind of stuff. You know, the in-game cash kind of apps and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, ah, that was goddamn. Like, you really used your money for that? Yeah, you did. And now you ain't got money. Anyway. biggest pet peeve. What is your biggest pet peeve? What is my biggest pet peeve? I don't know. I hate the texting sound effects, I don't know why that bothers me. There's just certain sounds that just bothers me hearing, and I'm just like, can you put that on mute? But that texting sound is definitely one of the biggest that I don't know why people be having that. It's not for me, but yeah, this is like the little tick tick tick. Drive me crazy. Can't do it. So yeah, I don't like that. Yeah, put that on mute for me. But yeah, I can't think of other things. So yeah. Okay. What do you never leave the house without other than your phone, keys, or wallet? My weaponry. I have a little keychain of little weaponry that I can use just in case some fuck shit happens. You know, self protection, all that, protect myself kind of, you know, stuff. So that's about it. Not something I can think of. Yeah, phone keys, wallet. Yeah, that's about it. My car keys. It says hello. It says keys, fool. But Jesus, who is your hero and why? Oh my God, don't get me started. I'm just gonna say Steve Irwin. And do I need to explain why? No, I don't, because I think I already explained it in my other AMA. So I don't think I need to do that again. Earliest childhood memory. What is my early childhood memory? You know. You don't know. What am I saying? What is my earliest childhood memory? You know what? I swear to God. The earliest thing I could think of is like Scooby-Doo. Watching Scooby-Doo, it's an alien invasion. And so yeah, Scooby-Doo, alien invasion, Crystal, watching that shit over and over, not knowing why, when I was like 2 or something. And my parents were downstairs, and I went upstairs to watch their on their TV, little VCR tape from, what's that place called? Oh my God, why can't I remember? Blockbuster. Blockbuster. We rented it from Blockbuster. And watching that shit over and over and over and over and over and over again, while we still had it rented. And being like, I like Crystal, but I don't know why. My little gay ass 2-year-old self, it started early. But yeah, I kept rewinding the scenes with her in it and shit and being like, yeah, I like her. I don't know why I like her, but I like her. That's the earliest thing I can remember right now. All right. Favorite teacher? No. She was an age. Fuck that. I'm not trying to remain no age forever. No, I'm, no. After I'm done, I'm done. what is the most important skill every person should have? No. Best thing happened to you? No. Blah. No. Work icebreaker questions? Gross. But oh well. What's this first question? I had to sneeze. But anyways, let's go back to the first question. As a child, what did you want to be when you grew up? I mean, I already addressed that, I'm pretty sure, in my last one. Or maybe I didn't. I don't know. But I wanted to be a herpetologist because my tooth steeper. I feel like I already said that. But, you know, just in case. Herpetology, that would have been cool. I don't know if I'm going to do that still. But, you know, I want to do something sciencey. I have my degree. So, I mean, science something would be cool. But, yeah. I would say a herpetologist, and that's somebody that works with, like, amphibians and reptiles, and I loved, obviously, I have my spot the second, you know, so, yeah, I wanted to do that, but anyways, okay, next one, blah, 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 what do you want to do, what are you going to do when you retire, oh my God, am I even going to make it that long? My health, shit. If I make it to retirement, God, that would be magical. When I retire, I don't know. I ain't even thought that far, cause shit, I don't know if we're gonna make it that long. Anyway, all right. Let's see. Oh God, this sounds like resume stuff. Well, not resume stuff, but like when you go in for an interview. Oh hell, I don't. Oh hell no, I don't want to answer that shit. Okay, this one. There are now 25 hours in a day. How do you spend your extra hour? Fucking either randomly scrolling on TikTok or Twitter or something, or sleeping. Like, what else? What else is there to do? I mean, there's other things to do, I guess, but like, yeah, I would just either be screwing around doing some shit, or I would just be asleep for that extra hour. So, yeah, y'all. Well, no. 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 Professional, casual, or sweatpants? If there were no dress code, how would you dress for work? I mean, it depends. I guess it depends. Like, the kind of work that I want to be doing at some point. It's like field work, so I can't be dressed. I mean, I can't be dressed in like, because I like dressing in little suits and shit. Like, I love dressing in some little suits and, you know, blazer and all that kind of shit. But if I'm doing like fucking water quality checks or something, or if I'm like collecting mud samples or some shit, then obviously I don't want to be wearing that kind of shit. I want to wear just like casual, you know, shit or whatever, because yeah, it's not suitable for the job environment, you know? So, in that sense, I would say casual. But if I was, like, in an office job, they bitch, catch me wearing my shit. I'm gonna be looking fly as hell. Ooh, bitch, I'm gonna be looking fly.
But in general, I feel like casual would be my thing, or sweatpants. But yeah, comfortability, you know. Funny icebreaker questions. Wow, is these really gonna be funny? Let me see. What old person thinks you do li live? Like me, just existing is an old person thing to do. I mean, I'd be just like cracking and creaking and shit. I got scoliosis. I mean, I shit, my health is old person thing to do. Like shit. Old person things that I do. Well, collecting little knickknacks and shit and being like, oh yeah, I got this shit locally from blah 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 and all that, you know, artwork stuff. What else? There's definitely a lot of other things. I just can't decorate my back brace and shit. Like, I mean, I don't have the back brace anymore. I used to have one, but I decorated the fuck out of that bitch, and it was pretty cool, I gotta say. What else? Old people things. I don't know. Just like, yeah, collecting little random shit and being all like, yeah, it's my shit. Or being like, back in my day, we didn't have these DVDs and shit. We had VCR and we had big ass computer monitors and blah, 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 and big ass TVs and doing shit like, oh my God. And like, I mean, it's video game quality shit. Like, that shit still blows my mind. Like, I literally, every single time I play something, like on my Switch or whatever, I'm like, oh my God, this shit is amazing. And it's because, like, you know, I grew up with the little Game Boy, little graphics and shit, and little, you know, the GameCube shit, and N64. So it's like, graphics. So yeah, graphics make me shit my pants. Like that shit is amazing. Like that shit's insane. So I would say that was definitely one of my big ones. Was this H Dizzle, man. H Dizzle? Well, your shit is H Dizzle? I know people are like, oh my God, can't believe this is this low. And I'm like, I don't know about that one. I don't know about that one. But yeah, so HD things. That was. Anyways, yeah, I'll go to the next one. How long would you last in a zombie apocalypse? Not very fucking long. No, not very long. Do I have the will to go on in such a situation? No, I do not. I mean, shit, I'm not even handling. I need to handle this Rona virus stuff going on, and that's basically the same type of little thing going on there. So if there were zombies also involved in that, hell no, hell no, I'm not lasting that long at all. I refuse to be like, oh yeah, we're gonna rip. What the hell am I gay ass gonna do to repopulate the shit? What the fuck am I no, just no, nope. Okay, moving on. Blah 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 blah. Oh my God. What is your guilty pleasure? Fucking say yes to the dress. Listen, it's a good sh it just trash TV. Honestly, trash TV in general is my guilty pleasure. That's, you know, Love After Lockup, 90 Day Fiancé, My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding, all that kind of, you know, so shitty TV, Married at First Sight. Yeah, all that trash shit. I live for that. I go on Twitter for that shit just to see people get wrecked. It's fantastic. But yeah, I would say trash TV is my guilty pleasure because I don't know. It just me watching it, you know, like Maury or Jerry Springer or some shit, and you're just like, you know what? That shit is messed up, but I'm at least not this messed up or stupid, you know? So yeah, that's probably my thing is trash TV. What are your favorite songs from your teenage year that you still rock out to when nobody else is listening? Oh shit, favorite songs in specific. In what? You know what? I don't. Grammar. Whatever, grammar. I don't need you. I mean, I do, but like, anyways.
favorite songs. Teenage years, I was having my J-pop, K-pop, T-pop, all that kind of stuff back then. At that point, all them stuff. I will sing all them songs, even though I don't know what the hell I'm singing. I swear to God, I will sing some of them songs in Japanese, in Korean, or whatever. I will sing that shit. I will sing along with that. Specific songs. I need to think. I mean, anything by 21. Oh yeah, yes, 21 was one of my favorite groups in K-pop, and damn, I can't believe they gone, man. I can't believe they gone. I mean, they're not, but yeah, and then Tiara's discography. Oh my, Tiara, fucking Spica, fucking basically the girl groups. Okay, I didn't really listen to the guy groups, but the girl groups, I listened to their shit. That was my, oh my God. But yeah, so K-pop stuff. Yeah, J-pop stuff too. I listen to J-pop. But yeah, so that was not specific songs, bitch. Listen to, read. Wait, I would actually have to scroll through my shit to see what songs specifically, but I might just skip because that's gonna take too long, and no, I'm gonna skip that. But yeah, love that. That's good shit. It's good shit. Blah, blah, blah. Oh God, I need to itch my leg. No, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't itch your leg. Don't do it, because then you're gonna fuck up your mic. And then you're gonna have to edit that shit out. Don't do it. Well, okay. Craziest fashion. I don't know no fashion. I'm not fashionable. I'm trying to be fashionable, but like, I'm not fashionable, so I can't. I've never been fashionable. Anyway, craziest. I didn't do no dance because, I'm a coward. What did you get? Oh, God. Silliest memory. Nope. No. What commercial jingle gets stuck in your head all the time? Fucking JG Wentworth 877 Cash Now. That shit always gets stuck in my fucking head. Or what is the? Oh my God! Wait. It deleted all the other jingles that I had stuck in my head when I did that. For the best comfort, just visit mypillow.com. So that was terrible. And then, what the hell is that? It's that Empire jingle. I can't remember that one right now. But anyways, JG Wentworth, 877 Cash Now. That shit. I have structured settlement and I need cash now. You better upvote my shit just because I did that. Just because I tried to even mimic what they do. I'm not gonna edit that out. We're gonna just take the L. We're just gonna take the L. Next one. What's the worst haircut you've ever had? Okay. I'm gonna highlight two times, but one is arguably worse than the other. I mean, it wasn't that, like, they weren't terrible haircuts, but, like, they were. But I have curly hair, right? And my mom has straight hair. And so, I wanted bangs like she did, because she always has had bangs. And I was like, I want to be like my mom, and I want bangs. And so, this was, like, back in second or third grade or something, and I was just like, Mom, I want to get bangs. And she was like, are you sure? And I was like, yeah. And I never told her the reason why I wanted bangs, but yeah. So, then she took me to a hair plate. What the fuck are they? Salon? I almost said saloons. You know what? English. Anyways, took me to a little salon thing, and they gave me bangs. Listen. Listen, if you got curly hair and you get bangs, what you think's gonna happen? That shit curls up. So that shit look like bush on my head, like on my forehead. Like it just looked like a bush. And my mom was like, I'm never letting you do that shit again. And I didn't understand, you know, because I was just like, yeah, I have bangs. But I realize when I look back at the pictures from that time in my life that was a very large mistake. And I'm glad that she did not let me keep having those bangs, because that that was certainly a look. Certainly was a look. Other time was when I donated my hair the first time. The lady put it up in a ponytail and she just cut it. And she didn't fix it afterwards. Like, she was like, yep, you're good. And I was like, what? Okay. And so it looked like somebody just fucked my entire shit up. So my mama actually had to fix that shit. And so she cut it because she was like, it looked like somebody just like chopped your shit up back here. And I was like, that's fantastic. So I would say those two were the worst haircuts that I've gotten. So yeah, hopefully nothing horrible else happens, but you know what, probably some other shit will happen at some point. What's the no no oh god, okay, this might be the last question. All right. As a kid, did you ever do something wrong but manage to pin it on your siblings? Oh yeah. Oh yeah, I did. You better believe that I did, because I'm the older sibling and I'm the oldest. Oh wait, that's the siblings. Yeah, it doesn't matter. But yeah, I'm the oldest sibling, oldest grandchild. Oh yeah, I've definitely pinned some other shit on. Because, okay, listen, not a cause and effect. It's a dynamic, you know, like your younger sibling annoys you. And so to get back at them, because you can't really mess with them, you know, because then you get in trouble. It's like, ah, you should know better. So then you pin other shit on them. So I sometimes, you know, malicious intent. But the one time I'm remembering right now is that I wrote with like a Sharpie on my mom's like wooden chair that she had in the kitchen or whatever, and I wrote my brother's name on it, and I was like, yeah, and I wrote like his name was here, that kind of thing. And she was like hella mad at him, obviously. And I was like, yeah, he did that. And that was terrible. But yeah, I did that kind of thing. I'm sure I've done that with other things too. Like, I would just write that he did some shit and she'd be like, oh my god, can't believe you did this. And I'm like, yeah. But that was, once again, you know, when you're younger, you just be doing shit like that because it's like, that's what you get for tormenting me by being annoying as hell. So yeah. Yeah, so yeah, probably that kind of stuff, where I just would be like, I'm gonna do this thing, and then pretend like he did it, and my acting was Emmy award-winning, you know, Oscar-nominated acting. Like, yeah, I don't do that, obviously I don't do that shit no more, but like, yeah, I used to do that shit when I was a kid, because I was just like, you annoy me, so I'm going to get you back, because I can't do anything else to get you back, I'm gonna do this, and yeah. So yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah. Okay. I think those are all the questions. Like, there's so many fucking questions on this website. And I mean, technically I could go through all the, but do I want to go through all them? Hell no, there's so many. I don't even know how many questions I did throughout this whole time and how long I've been recording. I have no idea. I do not know. So, with that being all said and done, how do I end this? Okay, I guess I should end this by being, okay, I got it. All right. Thank you, my peeps. You know, thank you to those who've been following me You know, not just the old peeps, but the new peeps. You know, I'm glad. You know, I'm glad that I can make some stuff for y'all to enjoy, even though I haven't made some stuff for y'all to enjoy in a minute. Sorry about that. I'm gonna be working on some shit. You know, I've been working on some shit, like low key, but like I need to find the time to record the shit. But you know, because my brother's been back from college, and so it's makes it a little complicated trying to do some shit. But like I said, I'm planning to move out, and so after I move out, I feel like it will be a lot easier for me to do some shit, and yeah, I'll have more time to do all that, and it should be a lot better. But yeah, for now, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I guess I will post whenever I find the time to post at the next point. But I knew I had to post the last one that I did, the last audio that I did, because Pride Month, and that would have been a federal crime if I didn't post something. So I was like, I need to do something, and that shit took me forever. Anyways, that shit took me forever to finally put together that audio. That audio was long as fuck, and all the sound, like, I, oh my God, you know. So like I said, when I do my audios, I really be putting in some work in them hoes, and like, you know, so I'm trying to, I'm definitely, the next one I want to post, I'm not sure exactly. I haven't picked one specific one. I keep just like jumping from one thing to the next thing and being like, yes, this, oh wait, but I want to work on, oh, but this one. And so I'm definitely wanting to do another audio for Black Sapphics again. I have like two of them that I've been working on. And then just, you know, strappy, some little strappy stuff going on in my other audios, because why not? You know, little things like that, and the safer work things too that I'm trying to do. For like Pillow Talk again. But yeah, I don't have any specific thing where I'm like, I'm working on this, and this is the next thing I'm gonna put. I have shame, man. I don't know nothing right now. I have no idea. It's just whatever is like, you know, in my brain and won't leave me. And then I'm like, yes, this is the one. But I don't know right now, man. I don't have any idea what the hell I'm doing right now. But obviously, I knew I had to do something. You know, I need to do something. I mean, I don't need to do something, but like, I want to do something, because it's been a minute since I posted. So yeah, I will see. But yes, anyways, how the hell did I get here? I don't know. Well, yeah, still, that is a good question. But like, how the hell did I get this many followers with my dumb ass? Like, I don't understand. But but yeah, so anyways, thank you everybody, thank you my followers. Thank you, the people, you know, sticking by me, even though I don't be posting regularly. I still be alive, you know, I still be existing out here, but like trying to do some shit in my life to like, you know, progress and do shit that I need to do. So, but yeah, like I said, I definitely want to keep posting stuff, and I'm not done with this yet, not at all. I'm really trying to be like posting some stuff for y'all to enjoy. Because it's fun. It is fun. Like, in my opinion, it's fun to make up little scenarios and act them out and stuff. And also you get a chance to like work with the audio stuff, like the Audacity stuff and using sound effects and all that. So it's cool. It's cool. And yeah. But yeah. Yeah, that's it. I don't know. I think that's about it. I will see y'all when I see y'all. And if you want to leave me a comment or something, send me a message. I'm being like, I don't know. If you want, I don't know. It's, I don't know. You say, you know, I don't know where I was going with, but you know, we wanted to say something, be like, what's up? Or I have an idea or something, you know. Let me know what's going on, and I will try my best to be like, all right, I will take that on or something. But yeah, I don't know if I want to do script fills. I do want to do script fills, but like, I don't know. I haven't looked at any scripts in a minute, so I would have to like actually browse through GWA staffing or something and find something. Because I have not. I just have not really been looking on there lately. So I will have to start listening to other people's stuff too and seeing what's been going on. Because, yeah, I've been very distracted. But I still be out here. Once again, I still be doing stuff. Still alive. Still living. So, yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go now. Jesus. I'm going to go now. But thank you. Thank you, peeps. And stay safe. And, yeah. Thank you. Bye-bye.